So I thought it might be fun today to begin with a general knowledge quiz. I'm just going to throw a question at you. This is a legitimate question. If you think you have an answer, I want you to just raise your hand or just shoot it out at me. What do you think the darkest place on Earth is? Excluding caves or the inside of buildings or anything like that. The darkest natural place on Earth. Valley of the Dead. That's a good guess. That's a good guess. It's dark sounding, isn't it, Lou? Yeah, the courthouse, I think competing with that may be the RMV as well. Emily? The Dead Sea, close. That's you're kind of honing in there. Ah, close. Good. So it's debatable. There's a couple answers people can give. There's this part in South America, in northern Chile. There's a particular patch of land where there's next to no light pollution. So a lot of astronomers go there to look at the night sky because you can see it more clearly there than anywhere else on Earth. But that's not actually the darkest place on Earth. Any final guesses?
The darkest thing on Earth is when you find yourself in a place where you're already married, nobody cares.
Yeah. That is the spiritually darkest place on Earth. And you're cutting me off at the pass. We're about to get there with a sermon. So the physically darkest place on Earth is actually in the Mariana Trench. Have you heard of that? That's a trench at the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, specifically on the western part of the Pacific Ocean. So that means it's more towards Japan and the Philippines than it is towards the California coast. And it's a trench at the bottom of the ocean, and it is 36,000 feet below the surface. So that it is close to 7 miles underwater is where this trench is. And so interestingly, it turns out that the light filters to about a half a mile into the ocean, and underneath that half mile mark, it's just pure inky darkness. It's the blackest black that has ever blacked on the face of the earth. It was more when you get 7 miles under the ocean, that darkness is a crushing darkness because you have 7 miles of seawater pushing down on you, specifically at 16,000 pounds per square inch. Now, that number probably doesn't mean anything, but it means this. If you find yourself in the Mariana Trench without a protective suit of pressurized armor, you will instantaneously, painlessly be smushed into 1/1,000th of your current volume. So, just like that. So the darkness of the Mariana Trench, it is complete, it is total, and it is crushing. Now what do you think, what kind of light do you think researchers and scientists would have to use in order to push back this darkness just a little bit so they can see the floor of the ocean and they can see the little critters that are actually living down there? What kind of special light do you think they need? What kind of high-powered light? What does it take to push back darkness that complete, that total? No takers? Super light? It turns out, it doesn't take a whole heck of a lot. In fact, a little light like this, if this was made to withstand the pressure of the ocean, just this little light I picked up at Ocean State Job Lots for under $1, this little light is enough to push back the darkness, even the darkness at the bottom of the Mariana Trench. Oftentimes when we're looking at darkness so big, so overwhelming, like the darkness you find at the bottom of the ocean, it can seem overwhelming. But the truth of the matter is that darkness is a weak thing. If you go up to darkness and you start to examine it, you put it in a bottle and capture it, you find that there is actually no there. Darkness isn't a thing. Darkness is actually just a lack of light. And what that means is that even a little bitty, dinky dollar store light like this can push back the biggest, baddest, darkest dark on the face of the earth. Now, I'm not pretending that this little light is going to illumine the whole Pacific Ocean, but for the darkness right in front of you, it's going to do a pretty good job. Now, what is true of physical darkness, I think, is also true of spiritual darkness, and I think that's what Don was getting at. There's a lot of darkness in our world, even today. You look around and there's all sorts of, all the big isms, the racisms, the sexisms, homophobia, Islamophobia. There's a lot of bad, dark stuff out there. And it can feel overwhelming, it can feel scary. But a lot like physical darkness, when you get up to it, when you start examining it, when you try to put it into a jar, we quickly begin to realize that there is no there, even for spiritual darkness. Those things that we label as dark, those things that we label as evil, don't have any content. They're actually just a lack. Evil isn't a thing in and of itself. Evil is just a place in the world where there is a lack of love. That is at the center of Christian belief. That evil has no existence by itself. It's simply a place where God's love and compassion and mercy is not found. That's it. And all it takes to stand up to the darkest spiritual dark is just a little bit of light. I think over just the past 3 months, some of the headlines we've seen will show us just that. Because remember back in early October when the whole Harvey Weinstein scandal broke out? So if you don't know what happened exactly, it started with a New York Times expose in which just two women shared their stories of being sexually victimized by Harvey Weinstein. Just two voices, two women, standing up, shining their little lights. And what happened after that, they could not have possibly predicted. They couldn't have known the effect they would have on the world. Because it turns out when you shine your light in the darkness, it's more than just a light. It turns into a beacon that other people can see. So they shared their little light. They shared their story. They stood up. And then other women began to stand up and tell their story. First, just about Harvey Weinstein, right? And he was quickly, had all his awards and accolades stripped away from him. He was plucked down from his position of power. It started with him, and then other women began to stand up and shed light on the darkness that had affected them. And what have we seen in the past couple months? We've had senator after senator and congressman after congressman and CEOs of Fortune 500 companies have been plucked from their positions of power. TV stars, movie stars, celebrity chefs, Garrison Keillor, whatever genre he's in. All it took for that massive sea change to happen is just for two people to stand up and shine their little light. That is why the Gospel of John has that beautiful line in it that says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not, does not, cannot overcome it." Darkness cannot overcome the light because it is a lack of light. It cannot stand up to the light when you stand up and shine it. And so John invites us to center our hearts on this truth, to stake our lives on this truth, that the light of love that the Christ child brings is enough to push back even the blackest, the darkest, the most crushing darkness that we can imagine. May that hope kindle in your heart this Christmas season. Because the world needs your light to shine now more than ever. Amen.